Mr. Moss, Mr. Gibson, Mr. Salmon, distinguished members of the group of experts, I'm John Barton from Stanford Law School, and my function here is simply to call us to order and to welcome everybody on behalf of the law school and to rejoice in the fact that this is happening here. This is a very historic occasion. We are seeing the internet, which at one point was governed, albeit anarchically, pretty much within the United States, but very much a global entity. We are seeing it in the process of internationalizing, and we have here a group of experts created from around the world by a membership international organization to hold a hearing to help solve one of the sets of problems that's going to be associated with the global internet in the future. This is the first time that I know of such a group being organized or commissioned on such a task. So this is indeed a historic occasion, both for the internet and for the course and structure and role of international organizations. It's a special honor for Stanford Law School to be involved in this. We are, of course, hopeful that we have a special role in as much as the internet was in significant part, not entirely of course, but in significant part, a California and Bay Area and Stanford invention. But now we are in a situation in which the Stanford Law School, I hope, can bring some expertise to deal with this set of issues in the future. So Stanford is honored to be the host for this first hearing. With that welcome, let me wish the group well in its work, welcome you again, and turn the presentation over to Mr. Gibson, who will explain the precise role of the panel and the group of experts. Thank you.
Yes, good morning also, and I'd like to first of all thank Stanford University and the Law and Technology Policy Center for hosting us here today, and in particular Professor John Barton and Connie Jensen, who have been very helpful in organizing this meeting and in publicizing it here, right here in Silicon Valley. As most of you know, WIPO has convened an international process to address the intellectual property issues that are associated with domain names and also the related dispute resolution issues. The genesis of this process is the U.S. government's request in the so-called white paper on June 5th. They made a specific request to WIPO to carry out such a process. They suggested that there should be three aspects to be addressed. One would be to develop a uniform approach to resolving trademark and domain name disputes. Second, to recommend a process for protecting famous trademarks on the internet. And third, to evaluate and coordinate with studies that will be assessing the effects of adding generic top-level domains and also related dispute resolution procedures to evaluate the effects of those things on trademark holders and intellectual property rights holders. Now, WIPO, on about the beginning of July, went ahead with this process. As of about 2 weeks ago at our member states' assemblies, WIPO, with its more than 170 member states, had this process formally approved. What we have done to convene this process thus far is to establish a website, which most of you have probably seen, where information is posted, where comments can be received, where we will provide continuously updates on the progress that we're making. This website also has a registration facility for those that indicate that they want to participate in this process. As it now stands, we have received over 550 registrations to participate from persons or entities in more than 50 countries. So we think this is a good sign that people are in fact tuning in to this issue. You've also probably know that we posted what we called WIPO Request for Comments Number 1, WIPO RFC 1. This document was to start the process to address what should be the proper scope of the issues that we would be studying, what would be the appropriate terms of reference for this process. This document received almost 65 comments, with 15 coming from governments, and those comments came from more than 20 different countries or jurisdictions. We also, as you know, constituted an international and sectorally representative panel of experts trying to reflect internet, intellectual property, and public interest backgrounds. We have here today with us six of the 13 experts that we have appointed thus far. Let me say that this is a very, very important aspect of the process that we have. It's been a slow-going aspect to try and get experts. We have heard from governments, from groups of governments, from international organizations, and of course, directly from various interest groups or entities in the private sector on who we should help or who we should appoint to this panel of experts. Our goal, as I said, has been to make it an internationally representative panel, and also a panel that reflects the various background and expertise that would be relevant to assist us in the task that we have. Let me go ahead and introduce those who are here today with us. First of all, we have Ken Faulkner at the far end of the table, who is the former chair and president of the Canadian Association of Internet Providers, obviously from Canada. Next to him, we have Liana Green. She is an advisory panel member for the Asia and Pacific Internet Association and is also chair of the Asia Pacific Policy and Legal Forum from Singapore. We have Don Heath towards the middle, president of the Internet Society from the United States. We have Frederick Mostert, also who is president of the International Trademark Association from South Africa. We have Mark Partridge, who is chair of a committee and soon to be, I believe, a director of the American Intellectual Property Law Association from the United States. We also have with us Oscar Robles Garay from Mexico. He is an alternate to Oscar Schneider, who is a member of the panel. Oscar is chair of the registration facility for .mx for Mexico. I could mention also some other experts who are not with us today, but who will also be with us at the other meetings that we've tried, that we were putting together. We have Harald Alvestrand from Norway. He's an area director for operations and management of the IETF, the Internet Engineering Task Force. We have Santiago Bustamante from Ecuador. He's president of the Inter-American Industrial Property Association. Dr. Isham El-Sharif from Egypt. He's chairman of the Regional Information Technology and Software Engineering Center. Dr. Osman Kane from Senegal. He is executive director of the African Regional Center for Technology. Mr. Boudewijn Nederkorn from the Netherlands. He is chair of the RIPE Center. Mr. Kensuke Norichika from Japan, executive director of the Software Information Center in Japan. And Ms. Maryse Philbert, who is from France and is director of the Trademarks Department at Syntelabo. We also have one or two names that we're finalizing at the moment. As most of you also know, we have also posted what we're referring to as WIPO, Request for Comments Number 2. That is the document that, in a sense, lists out the issues that we're addressing in this process and asks for comments on those issues. The purpose of this process is to do a number of things. First of all, to bring a new focus to the intellectual property issues associated. Second, to provide an international and neutral forum in which all interested parties may participate in the process. Third, to achieve consensus on the intellectual property issues associated with internet domain names. And finally, to produce a set of recommendations that will go to the new corporation that is currently being formed. Let me just say a word about that very briefly. As most of you know, there is a new corporation that is being formed. It is a parallel process to what we're doing here today. As we view this process, we are supplementing what's going on there, but this process addresses a discrete, separate set of issues, the intellectual property issues that are associated with internet domain names. We are not here addressing governance issues, the structure of the new corporation, the representation that might be found in that new corporation. But we will be looking forward to working very closely with the new corporation once it's formed. We have scheduled and planned now a very aggressive set of meetings. They'll take place around the world in 11 different countries. Most of you may have seen the locations that we have. This is the first of those meetings. I think it's quite appropriate, as Professor Barton said, that we hold our first meeting right here in Silicon Valley. The second meeting is in Brussels, coming up very soon, September 29th. We have a meeting in Washington, D.C. on October 1st, Mexico City on October 5th, Cape Town, South Africa on October 7th, Asuncion, Paraguay on October 13th, Tokyo, Japan on October 19th, Hyderabad, India, October 22nd, Budapest, Hungary, also on October 22nd, Cairo, Egypt, November 1st, and Sydney, Australia on November 4th. So as you can see, we have tried to move at remarkable speed for an international organization to bring out this first set of consultation meetings. This is what we consider to be the first phase of our work, to spread the word and also to hear from all of those that want to submit comments on these issues. Our immediate goal is to produce an interim report. This interim report is scheduled to come out at the beginning of December. There will be a second round of meetings. I don't think there will be as many as 11, but we will have a second round of meetings where we will ask people to comment on the interim report that's produced as well. So that those meetings would take place in January and February of 1999. All of this with the goal of producing a report by, right now we're looking at March of 1999. I wanted to just say also something about the fundamentals of the process that we've tried to put together. I've already mentioned the goals. The fundamentals as we tried to put this together was to design a very robust process. Obviously, this issue of domain names has been discussed in certain places for 2 years, and there's been quite a lively discussion, to put it euphemistically, I would think. But we thought that the process we designed, we have to try and guarantee the widest possible participation, that everyone has an opportunity to come forward and make their views known. So that's the very first fundamental that we thought about, broadest possible participation, reflecting geographical coverage and participation by the different sectors, the internet specialists, the public interest communities, and the trademark sector. Also, all relevant information is provided through the internet as well as by physical means. Part of what WIPO can offer is the resources with extensive mailing lists. Everything that we post on the internet, we also provide by mail to our member states and to the NGOs, the non-governmental organizations that are accredited with the organization. We know that in certain parts of the world, the technology doesn't match what you have right here in Silicon Valley, and we work to make sure that this information is provided to all those places. Third, we are holding these regional meetings so that interested parties really do have access to the process. We've convened forth this panel of experts. These proceedings are being held in three languages, English, French, and Spanish. Our website is available in those three languages. At certain meetings, we'll have the interpretation services so that all of this can be facilitated. We know, finally, that we need to proceed very quickly, but also independently. There has been some work done on these issues. There are models out there. All of those things will be taken into account, but we will begin anew, as it were, to address these issues and determine what would be the best possible results with the assistance of these experts. I've mentioned, I believe, the timetable. We have an interim report that will come out in December, and we're looking for a final report to come out in March 1999. Let me also just say something briefly about WIPO. Most of you know it's a UN specialized agency. As I mentioned, there are more than 170 member states currently. It administers more than 20 intellectual property treaties. The newest of those, for example, the WIPO Copyright Treaty, was adopted in 1996. The organization as a whole is addressing in a very serious way all of the issues, the intellectual property issues that are growing out of the area of electronic commerce. And this is one specific case example of some of the things that we're doing in this area. We also have, by the way, a New York liaison office now. This office is established there with a staff of professionals to liaise with the UN itself, but also to be a contact point for the private sector in the United States. We have Paul Salmon, my colleague, with me here today, who works in that office and would be happy to follow up with all of you, as would any of myself or David Mulls, my other colleague, if you have questions or need additional information at any time about this process. Finally, let me say something about the meeting dynamics today, and then I'm going to turn it over to David Mulls, who's going to help us structure how we go forward. What we have, by the way, I should mention, most of you know, is copies of some of the documents that I mentioned here already, the WIPO RFC2, and some other documents out at the table. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, is to have people come forward and express their views on any of the issues that were listed in WIPO RFC2. We have already had a number of people pre-register to speak here today. Some of them have been given specific time slots, for example, in the afternoon, and they may not come until that time. A number of those of you are here right now, and what we're going to try to do is ask is to set up an order so those that want to come forward, we have two microphones, can go to a microphone and make your statement. The role of the panel here today is to hear your views, and also, if necessary, to ask questions that would clarify or respond to your statements so that we understand your point of view, the issues that you're raising, how you think those issues should be approached. So this is an information gathering meeting. It's also a meeting that will be obviously educational to those of us that are here today. This is the purpose of all of these meetings. In various parts of the world, these issues are newer, or they haven't been given the attention they've been given already in the United States. We're going to make an effort to make sure that everyone starts to understand what's at stake with domain names, with the internet, and with the intellectual property issues. So what I'll do now is ask David to come up here and talk to those of you who have already indicated that you wanted to make a statement. We can proceed at a regular pace. What we're hoping is that statements would go no longer than 15 minutes with a few minutes afterwards for questions by the panel or to the panel, and that's how we're going to proceed.
Dr. Pierce, does this work?
Yes.